Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
This is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network. I'm talking with Shirley Phelps Roper of the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. She's currently in Lexington, Massachusetts, and Miss Shirley Phelps Roper has agreed to an interview. Could you concur with that, ma'am?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's who I am, and yes, I'm in Lexington right now. We just finished our first picket.
What is the exact nature of your demonstration, please, Shirley?
What we do is stand on the sidewalks, the public sidewalks and right-of-ways, and we have signs, and the signs say have messages that are calculated to draw the mind to these notions that remind people that there is a God and a standard and a hell and a day of judgment, and it's not okay to be gay. It's to remind them that the God of Sodom, the God that destroyed Sodom, is not dead. And it's not just Lexington, but we'll also be in Dracut and Lowell and Bedford, and I think maybe that's all the places.
What was the response today? Just before we began recording, you just told me a little bit about that.
Yes, the Catholics had a little cluster, you know, a fairly good-sized group of people that strung out, and they had little tiny words on signs that they put on their backs to try to face off with us, and what they did, in fact, was stand and listen to some really good words reminding them about Lot's wife, about Sodom and Gomorrah, about the judgments of God, about these vital issues that impact the soul of this nation, and the fact that this nation does not obey God. There is no fear of God before our eyes.
Do you think that perhaps the Catholics worldwide, I believe they're the largest branch of the Christian church, and do you think they're overly concerned with getting the people in these highly populated, poor third world countries into their church to pay alms or convert their souls or for whatever purpose? Why is it that so many of the mainstream churches go against, I would say, the more conservative position of Americans? In fact, the increasingly conservative positions.
What I say is that the Catholics have absolutely lost their moral ground. They have no authority. They've got the Pope, who's the head of the largest pedophile machine in the world. How it all comes down to, expediency, and how do we bring in money and those kinds of issues, as opposed to issues that relate to serving God and having and fearing God, doing those things, like it says in the last two verses of Ecclesiastes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
I was reading online a story this morning about a pedophile, a rapist of a six-year-old boy, and he had woken up his dad at night, and he said, "Daddy, somebody's pinching my butt." And his dad told him he was having a dream. In any case, he woke in the morning, and it was a Negro pedophile. Apparently had soiled his pants, and he was bleeding, and it was just a horrible story. Homosexuality in this country, it seems like it's being promoted by the radical left, who have attained power, a lot of it sort of Marxian power, since the 1960s and 70s. And now those people are middle-aged and in the prime of life, these baby boomers. What is the deal, as your church regards it, with Marxism in this country?
Well, I don't know about that so much. I know about what you're saying, that description that you just gave, and you're exactly right. And what we have going on here is the scripture refers to it in Psalm 22 as the power of the dog. It's it's a situation like Daniel described, when you look up and you see the abomination of desolation. And another time it's referred to the abomination that makes desolate, standing in the holy place and standing where it ought not. All these circumstances have come to pass to where now you look up and the Sodomites are running this country at every level. It makes no rational sense because percentage-wise they're still such a small group. But it's called the power of the dog. It's a phenomenon that has gone on throughout the ages. And it's kind of a cyclical thing, but this is the first time in human history when it has been the entire generation has virtually risen up with one voice to say it's okay to be gay.
Well, if not Sodomites, Sodomite sympathizers and Chavez Goya. I mean, there are a lot of Sodomite
exactly.
Sympathizers.
No, and you know, the scripture really makes no distinction between their latter end.
I see.
I mean, you go to Romans 1:32, and it says they, after Romans 1, describes how you get to be that way, that when you knew God, when you had a knowledge of God, you glorified him not as God, and neither were thankful. And for this cause, God gave them up to uncleanness, to vile affections, and to a reprobate mind. it lays that all out, Romans 1, starting at 18, and you get to 32, and it says, and they, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death.
I'm sorry, that worthy of death part I like. I wanted to stop you right there. I really appreciate that in these days of anything goes, whether it's dealing crystal methamphetamine or sodomy, you name it. But you're quite a bit biblical scholar, obviously. Do you know in the Bible anything about Tophet and Moloch? Tophet, I guess, was a place where they burned children. Yes.
You know, that's we're from Topeka, and Topeka, it gets its, when you go into the etymology of that word, it's that Tophet lingering around in there, and it literally means noisy den, and it has the connotation of hell involved with it.
Right, but they were actually, Tophet were drum sounds, too, that I had read that when the pre-Israelites or the pre-Jewish people would burn their children with Tophet, and they'd have drummers which would sort of mask the sound of the children's screams.
Yes, and so that's because they would make them pass through the fires to Moloch.
Right.
And you get over there to Leviticus 20, and about the first five verses, you understand all wrapped up in that notion of passing your children through the fires to Moloch. Mm-hmm. That's what this generation does. What it involves is making them, raising them, teaching them, and offering them on the altar of your pagan idolatry, your pagan false religious worship.
So it's not sexual fires in that sense, is it? I mean, who were these people that...
It's included in it. It's included in it.
Well, who were these people who worshipped Tophet and Moloch? Were these pre-Jewish people, or who were they?
Well, the Israelites did it, included in them. And when the Lord God is laying out his anger and wrath about that, you look at the first five verses of Leviticus 20, and you see exactly how the wrath of God boils over that issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, he says, not only will you be killed, you must be killed if you do this, but if you don't get on it and deal with the person who did it, then those people who wink at it or turn a blind eye to it will also be dealt with in the same severe fashion. And that takes us right back to Romans 1:32, where when it says, after the worthy of death says, not only do the same, that's the people who engage in the conduct, but take pleasure in them that do it.
Speaking of the pleasure, we at Vanguard Radio and the Vanguard News Network, we just recently researched a trend which is being promoted by these sodomites, and that is the gift givers and the bug chasers. And apparently there's a whole subculture within homosexuality in which a non-HIV positive homosexual tries to get contact with what's called a gift giver, which is a positive HIV or AIDS carrier, and then they get so-called knocked up. They desire to get knocked up, and after they're knocked up, they feel that with the extensive socio support system with government and NGOs, that they'll be an elevated status, and then in turn, besides having the elevated status, they can turn around, and they say that they get a certain thrill out of injecting murder into the next innocent or the next non.
And there you go, and there you have the bottom rung. The filthy, depraved nature of the human animal when God gives you up to that filth. It says that when it says he's given them up to a reprobate mind, they can't think straight about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a god-awful situation, but you're exactly right. It's that, oh my gosh, look, we have a place on our website that identifies a lot of this kind of stuff.
And what's your website, please, Shirley?
The main one is GodHatesFags.com.
Mm-hmm.
All one word, GodHatesFags. .com.
Mm-hmm.
Our sister site is GodHatesAmerica.com, and it lays out these issues. But I'm telling you, you know, when you start, we have a sign that says "Fags eat feces."
Well, what does that say? I missed that.
Fags eat feces. They've got a sex practice called scat, where they eat each other's feces. And so we'll be standing and talking to these people, and they're busy promoting this lifestyle like it's good and glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say to them, but these people eat each other's feces.
Mm-hmm.
And they just explode with rage. And I don't know if they're angry because we tell about it or angry because they do it.
That's probably it. They don't want the practices revealed. Speaking of God hates fags, have you heard of this case up in Lowell, Michigan? Howell, Michigan. You're in Massachusetts.
Yes. Yes.
You have. Well, we at VNN, we just published the audio file of the superintendent of schools up there, Charles Chuck Briner, I believe he's a PhD, And apparently he just essentially let off the hook the seniors who went around and painted love. And amusingly, he said that the rock, when I suggested to him, you know, that the rock on which God hates fags was painted over with love was almost like Plymouth Rock. You know, I was doing a bit of an undercover interview. And he said, yes, that's right. But I wish you'd go up there. You know, they hung a rainbow banner in the school above a stairwell.
Yes. And we will get there. What's happened is we are every, you know, right now we're just going back-to-back trips. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen is we're going to have to push that over because their school comes to an end here. I mean, they graduate.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is put that on first of our, when school takes up in the fall, mm-hmm. we'll be there.
Good for you. Look, while you're out there in Massachusetts, the last thing I want to say is be careful because that anti-racist action, they've been known to throw balloons full of urine. You're talking about their scatology. They appreciate and like that sort of thing. They'll come out there with masks, and the local prosecutors will let them go. They haul them into court and say, no case. And they'll have it on video and everything. We've run up against this, and I hope you don't, but be careful.
Yes. Well, the good thing is we've got this, these police officers there were a lot of police officers out here, and mm-hmm. They did a good job.
So this is
a lot of angry people coming by. It wasn't just the Catholics that were out there, but there were also the citizens. I mean, they were piling up and yelling mm-hmm. and carrying on, but the police did a good job.
Well, the whole country's been dumbed down that hate is the worst thing. You know, they've treated the whole country like children, and so...
Yes, yes. And if you talk about God, you know, you can't do that. You cannot talk about the scriptures without including that attribute of God, which is called his hatred, which is nothing less than his determination to send the unrepentant sinner to hell for eternity. And until they come to terms with that, mm-hmm. which they know it. Mm-hmm. You know, I found in Ezekiel 13 some really awesome stuff here. They have the big lie that God loves everyone. And when they do that, it says that Ezekiel 13:22 says that you have made my people sad, who I have not made sad, and you have strengthened the hand of the evildoers so that they will not turn back from the evil ways, and you do that by offering them life, by telling them God loves everyone.
Mm-hmm. So this is the first day, and you'll have two more days of your demonstration there in Massachusetts, right?
Exactly. Yes, we do.
Well, you're going to get a lot of attention, and you're going to educate a lot of young people, so good for you, and keep up the good work, you and your church.
Thank you very much.
Please stay tuned to Vanguard Radio for more updates to this story and other investigative exclusives. Also, visit govnn.com and vnnforum.com. The Aryan Alternative, news and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute news without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.